This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, just cutting to the chase, go ahead and give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, you can watch us. We may be showing you and scrolling some images and playing some videos for you as well. If you'd like to join us on Top Chat, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on the video. Click on the Top Chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and do the same thing over there. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. The Bible is a rock upon which our republic rests. Is this true? And it's under fire. Once again, we all know this. It's interesting. If you go back just a little bit, you can look at Harry S. Truman, who told the Attorney General's Conference February 15th of 1950. Listen carefully as to what the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman, said back in the 1950s, okay? The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights come from the teaching we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. He said, I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. He said this back in 1950, Harry S. Truman. He said, if we do not have a proper fundamental moral background, right, we finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights of anybody for anybody except the states. Again, I want to remind you that our rights come from God. They do not come from the state. In the light of saying that, it's interesting that we have a gentleman by the name of Tony Spell out of Louisiana who is being charged for having church. I want you to listen to this really quick, friends, because it's quite interesting as to see how they play these things out, suggesting that they have the power to go ahead and shut down the church, which they have zero. They have apparently forgotten about lines between church and state, and I'm going to explain that in just a moment too. The way that you take it, friends, is the government dictates what the church can do and what it can't do. The actual interpretation of lines between church and state, by the way, is nowhere. But I do want to say this, friends, that you might understand there's an erected wall barring the government from what it's doing today, said Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America. Let's get to this article really quick, friends. I'll go ahead and play this video for you, and I want you to check out again, friends, as to what's transpiring in your country even today. So let's go for it. Go ahead.
For the central pastor who openly defied the governor's COVID-19 crowd limits, Fox 34's Harrison Golden explains the judge's latest ruling and why Tony Spell says he plans to keep fighting.
You just ruled against God.
That's Pastor Tony Spell's message to Judge Ebony Johnson Rose, who ruled Monday that the 6 criminal charges against him will stand.
So you get ready for the judgment of God.
The Pentecostal preacher is charged with violating Governor John Bel Edwards' cap on crowd sizes by holding packed services inside his Life Tabernacle Church.
We'll never comply. We will always resist.
Amen.
We will always stand up for the Word of God and the First Amendment of the United States.
And in his words, against Governor John Bel Edwards, who has said this about Spell's services and other gatherings like it.
It is grossly irresponsible for people to flagrantly disregard and violate these social distancing measures that we have in place across the state of Louisiana.
I don't fear my governor. My governor fears me. That's why we got this ruling.
That's
today.
Right.
Meanwhile, District Attorney Hiller Moore, prosecuting against Pastor Spell in this case, argues it's not about religion, but public health. To which the pastor and his flock say, church is their health.
I cannot get the experience from God that I need in an online service. I can't get that.
When people have crisis, where do they most people turn? They call churches for help.
As for us in our house, we're going to serve God. We're going to be bold and fearless and have faith.
And when asked what it will take for critics to start siding with him.
A revolution.
What does that mean, revolution?
A revolution is time to revolt and resist. It's time to take your nation back.
The pastor plans to appeal to a state circuit court at the 19th Judicial Courthouse in Baton Rouge. Harrison Golden, Fox 44 News.
So you see, folks, do you understand what this governor's doing? This preacher is not submitting to the state, and rightfully so, concerning his unconstitutional edicts concerning COVID-19. This preacher's doing his job, and they're afraid that this fire is going to spread. So what do they need to do? Well, they need to call this preacher irresponsible, just flagrantly ignoring the law. Folks, I'm here to tell you it's not the law, but they want you to believe it, the law, that it's the law because the governor said so, when in fact we know it's not the law because they haven't produced the law yet. They produced a whole lot of unconstitutional executive orders that are not following in line with the U.S. Constitution and the Supremacy Clause found in Article 6, Section 2. And this guy's got it right. He's definitely got it right. Now, I want to say this because I know that there's a lot of people out there that think that maybe what the government is doing is right. No, it is not. When you read Romans 12, 21, it tells us that the church is to be the good in throwing off the bad. Okay? That precedes Romans 13. And keep in mind the powers that be, friends, are given unto us by God, our God-given rights. We delegate authority to those that represent we, the people. When you look in the U.S. Constitution, the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, what do you see? Those said representatives derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. From we, the people, okay? Again, keep in mind, they work for us. We do not work for them. And for this governor to stand up and tell this preacher he better stand down or else, and then charge him, listen carefully, Americans, criminally for defying their unconstitutional edicts, that they're going to charge him 6 times over for crimes against unconstitutional orders once again. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go ahead and set this up. I'm going to tee this up. And what we're going to do is we're going to come back, because if you look at the Supreme Court building and you look at what's over the top of the heads of the Supreme Court injustices, keep in mind it has a picture of Moses. And right under Moses holding the 2 tablets in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, what does it say? Justice is the guardian of liberty. I'm going to expound on that. And then, folks, the main topic today is, in the light of the death of Rush Limbaugh, I'm going to bring you to the younger generation so you can understand what we have to deal with.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
one 866 582 9933. Folks, we're going to be talking about in light of the death of Rush Limbaugh and what it is that the younger generation has to now deal with. I'll be hitting that in just a couple minutes. I'm trying to knock down these topics real quick for you. I want you to see this because you just heard a piece on none other than a preacher, Pastor Tony Spell in Louisiana, who's under attack for violating, allegedly, COVID-19 crowd limits. Now, I've been over it 1,000 times. You all know that we've had the Supreme Court, we've had state Supreme Courts, we've had federal judges knock down the executive orders that these governors are taking unto themselves, aggrandizing power that doesn't exist because they're acting outside of their scope of authority, right? They're overreaching, and it's unlawful, and we know this. Well, they're charging him 6 times over, friends, for standing up against something that they cannot prove. Now, I want you to check this out, because if you look at this right here, it's a picture of Moses. This is above the Supreme Court, okay? This is Moses right here. He's holding the two tablets in his hand. And if you look to the below him, I'm sorry, you look below him, you will see, I'll blow this up for you a little bit. It says, there's Moses right there, right? And then it says, Justice, the Guardian of Liberty. Now, when you look across the United States, this explains as to why you see so many pictures and visuals, inscriptions, and the such of that, of not only our founding forefathers, namely John Locke and Charles D. Montesquieu and William Blackstone, but that of Moses, because we are based on the Mosaic Institution. It's important important that you understand that, because what I'm doing is I'm showing you that, again, the governor has no jurisdiction over the church whatsoever. We've had our friend from Virginia, who's a national attorney with Liberty Counsel, who got on the radio with me, friends, to encourage all of you preachers to go back to the church and preach from the pulpits. But we can see that you're not the preachers. You're not appointed of God. You're nothing less than a bunch of hirelings that have submitted to the state rather than to the living God. You are a part of the problem in this country, literally. So I'm trying to prove to you, friends, that the state has no power over the church unless someone in the church violates the law that was given by the church, right? Exodus 18:21. Nowhere in the Constitution of the United States is there lines between church and state. Nowhere in the Bill of Rights is there the lines between church and state. If you want to call in and correct me, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Nowhere in your Declaration of Independence is there lines between church and state. As a matter of fact, there's four references to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the Declaration of Independence. Nowhere in any founding document is there the phrase separation of church and state. Okay? What did Thomas Jefferson mean when he said it? Well, he used it in a letter to Nehemiah Dodge, Ephraim Robbins, and Stephen S. Nelson, a committee of the Danbury Association in Danbury, Connecticut, a Baptist church, back in 1802. He said, listen carefully, the First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state. That wall is a one-dimensional wall. It keeps the government from running the church, but it makes sure that Christian principles will always stay in government. Now, I also want you to understand where this came from, because the likes of the ACLU, right, and Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, he's the one responsible for telling you that there's lines between church and state. Well, that's interesting. If you go to the ACLU's version, and notice the name, friends, it's American friendly, right? But it's really the opposite in intent, Isaiah 5:20. They stated on their website, Congress shall make no law, dot, dot, dot. I'm not kidding, okay? It said, abridging the freedom of speech, dot, dot, dot. This was what was on their front page. This is criminal. They're perverting. They're subversive to American government, just like this governor is in the state of Louisiana, okay? Now, what's interesting is when you look at your Bill of Rights, what does it say? Your First Amendment is, Congress shall make no. See, the Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. Congress, the voice of the people, shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Keep in mind, religion in law, according to our forefathers, friends, was under the umbrella of the Christian faith, not foreign religions, okay? The Bible tells us in Judges 5:8 that if there's other gods within the gate, there's going to be war. That's why you've been seeing war on the streets in America over the last, what, 5 and 6 and 7 decades, because the American people have taken freedom of religion to say, well, the Muslims can come here and go ahead and try to implement Sharia, or the Chinese can do it, or the Russians can do it, or maybe the ACLU and the SPLC can do it, and other communist subversive organizations in the United States. Well, when the American people don't know the difference, they're always again going to do whatever you let them get away with. And here's the other thing, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? See, they've got you asking the wrong questions. You need to lay the burden of proof on them and show me, tell them, show me in the U.S. Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, in the Declaration of Independence, where there is lines between church and state. What does the media do? They pick up the lie from the ACLU, the SPLC, and they use it to attack the church. Do Americans now realize that these subversive organizations are now helping Muslims into public schools? While still attacking Christianity, folks, they're shooting themselves in the foot. That's what they're doing. And the American people are standing around allowing them to do it. Now, we have to stand up against that, right? That's what Christians, that's what patriots, that's what conservatives do. So listen to this. This is the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Notice what they omitted, friends. They omitted the whole beginning of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Folks, the separation of church and state, nowhere. But I want to tell you where you can find the separation of church and state. Are you ready for this? Folks, this is going to set some of you folks free. You can find it in Article 52 of the Constitution of the former Soviet Union. This is what their policy says. In the USSR, the church is separated from the state and the school from the church. We're not in Russia, but they mean to bring that into that bondage into America from the likes of communists, right, who want to be God. It's idolatry, nothing new under the sun. James Wilson, Supreme Court Justice, drafter of the U.S. Constitution and the signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, listen carefully again, friends, if you want to be set free with the knowledge of who we are and where it is that we came from, so in turn we know where we're going. Far from being rivals or enemies, Christianity and law are twin sisters. Exactly. Jesus fulfilled the law and established the law through faith, Romans 3:31. He said, friends and mutual assistance, religion and law are. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. And guess what science means, friends? Webster's 1828. The study of creation. Who gave government? God did. See, the problem that we're having in government today, friends, is it's not that we need new laws. We just need the old ones enforced. But that's going to take good men occupying those offices. And that's up to us to make sure that they're put in place to enforce the laws that we have so we can get away from these criminals, these criminal politicians who have undermined the Constitution and in establishing 10,000 commandments. That's all we have to do is get back to God's 10 and deal with the corrupt and get rid of their 10,000. It's really that simple, though it will take some work. I will end this piece and part with this. This is Roger Baldwin, the head of the ACLU, okay? The founder of the ACLU, he was a wicked man. He is where he belongs, okay? He said, I am for socialism. This is the ACLU, the head of the ACLU. I am for socialism, disarmaments, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. He said, I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the propertied class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. That's what he's after. This is subversive, friends. They're anti-capitalists, right? He said communism is the goal. And I want to say one more thing. Also keep in mind, the books that were in public schools during the founding era for hundreds of years were, guess what? Watts hymnals, right? And the Bible. So where these people are coming about thinking that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to the church, they've got another thing coming because they have no power over the church. That erected wall is one-dimensional, and it bars the government from interfering into the church. And apparently this judge, or I'm sorry, not only the judge, yes, it does apply to the judge, but also this governor in the state of Louisiana, they are way out of scope. They are, folks, they are subversive to American government, and the laws that they say that they're enforcing against this pastor, Tony Spell, they are null and void if you understand what the law says. And I just explained it. We're going to come right back, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we better get our Christ on. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof and understand who it is that we are called to be in this world as it is now. We'll be right back.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says aggressive workup to vaccination numbers are starting to show results. Zients also saying some states have lost ground on vaccinations due to severe winter weather.
You know, the weather's having an impact. It's having an impact on distribution and deliveries from the delivery companies and the distribution companies. People are working as hard as they can, given the importance of getting the vaccines to the states and to providers.
Longtime radio host Rush Limbaugh is dead, the 70-year-old passing away after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer, a diagnosis he revealed was terminal just months ago. Former President Trump saying he spoke with Limbaugh a couple of days ago by phone and noted he was fighting until the very end. USA Radio News. As a large portion of the country remains in the grip of frigid weather, energy experts are warning of a spike over the next several weeks in gasoline prices.
That warning of the spike in the price of the pump comes from Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. DeHaan tells us an estimated 20% reduction in production due to the weather is partially to blame.
20% is certainly not a drop in the bucket. This is millions of barrels a day in production capacity. So we likely will see the national average go up by anywhere from 5 to 15, maybe even 20 cents a gallon as well.
Another concern is making tanker deliveries to gas stations.
Gas stations are having to wait longer times for deliveries. But the good news is that as the weather does warm back up, those deliveries should increase in pace, and we should not see a widespread period of outages.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over there and subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Go to the right side of the page. You can click on the radio link. You can actually put an app on your phone. You can listen to us 24-7 if you'd like to. We're broadcasting into 134 cities as well as 53 countries. And thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts. We totally appreciate that. Also wanted to let you know that you can go ahead and jump on the social media platform and kick on to it and join us on Top Chat, or you can go to beforeitsnews.com, the same thing over there, beforeitsnews.com on the front page. Go ahead and click onto it and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, I want to hit something here, too, that we were talking about yesterday. And just covering this because I didn't get to it. There's so much information. As I said, it's overwhelming, friends. But we have a Tennessee surgeon dying of COVID-related illness weeks after receiving his second COVID vaccine. So let's go ahead and kick this out. Check this out, friends.
Medicine and science went from doctor to patient when he fell ill weeks ago. Dr. Stephen Threkell helped treat him at Baptist Hospital.
How quickly did his illness, did it go from the illness to the diagnosis to his death?
Very quickly. I mean, it was a matter of days, and, you know, just a tragedy.
Dr. Williams, an orthopedic surgeon for Ortho South, died February 8th of multi-system inflammatory syndrome, or MIS, a condition usually affecting children, attacking the immune system.
Of course.
The immune system attacks the body in many ways and in many places, and just causes multi-organ system failure. It affects the heart, the gastrointestinal tract, other places.
Threkell says Dr. Williams tested positive for COVID antibodies, meaning he had COVID at one time, but he never
actually
knew it.
Tested
and he
not
had gotten
positive.
His second COVID vaccine just weeks before his death. After rumors that the vaccine contributed to his death, Dr. Williams' family allowed those who treated him to do the unprecedented, speak out about his condition.
The family has been incredibly generous and courageous at allowing.
Okay, so I think you get the point there, friends. Not covering anything up, just showing you the facts. Yesterday as well, if you're on YouTube right now or you're on a social media platform or you're on Vimeo or whatever social media platform you're on right now, you can see there's also all of this information that I tipped into yesterday, and I didn't even get a chance outside of the fact that I scratched the surface for just a moment. But when you begin to look at the statistics going on with COVID vaccines and the COVID-19 side effects from Moderna and Pfizer, it's absolutely amazing, friends, the information that they are withholding from the people on a global basis. Why are they not sharing this information with me and with you, friends? I don't think I need to answer that question. I think you already know within yourselves as to why they are withholding this information, okay? I mean, I could sit here and spend another how many hours just on this topic again today, but I can give it to you on a quick download here. We told you that on the 4th of December, how the government in the UK admitted it did not know if the Pfizer vaccine had any impact on fertility, okay? And then it goes on concerning pregnancy, and then the side effects, of course, are after the data is collected, we find out on January 24th, that yellow card scheme, at this point, an estimated 5.4 million first doses of the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine and 1.5 billion doses of the Oxford University vaccine had been administered. And then, but as predicted, with the rise in vaccines administered came a rise in adverse reactions, with 49,472 reported reactions to the Pfizer vaccine and 21,032 reactions to the Oxford vaccine. For both vaccines, this equates to one in every 333 people suffering an adverse reaction. Are you willing to go ahead and take a shot or a chance at this? But again, my point is, why is the narrative slanted? I guess if I really want to ask the question to my friends listening, why are you letting these people, the unqualified and the unelected, why are you allowing them to set the narrative? Therein is the problem right there. If you don't want to be rained on, get away from being under those clouds, friends. And that's the bottom line concerning those that are inundating with the propaganda. And again, consider the source as to what's going on here. But if you get a moment, go ahead and check out this site. It's called strangesounds.org. And the headline is, "I doubt you will want a jab after reading that. The UK government," which is a great test and gauge as to what's going to be coming down here in America, because it's happening there first, because they can. Remember, they're disarmed over there, friends. But it says, UK government shocking report on COVID-19 vaccine side effects. When you get some time, go ahead and check out what's going on over in the UK. Again, because after you read that report, friends, you're going to find out really quick it's not what you signed up for. As a matter of fact, I don't know anybody that has signed up for it. But they're being pushed and corralled into it, isn't it? And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about anyways, friends. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. It's interesting. The big news today is radio icon Rush Limbaugh. He's dead at 70 years old. We know his brother David, by the way. We've had him on the radio several times. David's a really cool guy. But I want to say this, and I know it's probably going to bend some of you the wrong way, but truth be told, The truth is going to be told here, because truth makes men free, John 8:32. I wouldn't wish this upon anybody as to what took place here with Rush Limbaugh. I wouldn't wish it upon anybody. I really wouldn't. But friends, when we look at the people that have been put up in this country as icons in the place of Christ, and if we would just simply, it's politicians, it's radio show hosts, it's myself. I am not the standard here. Jesus Christ is the standard. He is the standard in Him alone, nobody else. But when we begin to give our approbation to men, corrupt reprobates that have been married time and time and time again, that have married men playing music like Elton John at their last wedding, being allowed to lead the way, we have to come to the facts that, friends, why they have been put up, I have no idea. But I can tell you this, that is exactly why we're in trouble today. Because we've put in the place of Jesus Christ, we put in the place men that we like the most. And I can tell you this right now, the men that you like the most are just like you the most. And that's scary. You know, I've said it before, and I'll say it, and I'll get a little personal with you. If me and my wife were to take a compatibility test, we would have never got married. It's what the Lord does. It's how the Lord does it. You know, when the Lord leads a man into His call, He brings him in a direction that he doesn't want to go. Go to Romans 8:14. Also go back over to John 21, where Peter was asked by Jesus, "Do you love me?" And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." He asked Peter again, "Do you love me?" He said, "Yes, you know I love you." And what did Jesus say to him? "Go feed my lambs." And then He asked him a third time. And at this point, Peter was getting jacked about it. And Jesus told him, "When you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. But when you're old, you're going to go in a direction that you're not going to want to go. Another will gird you and take you whithersoever you do not want to go." That's the call of God. Because God is the qualifier of the call. And I want to tell you this too. Jesus said, "You're going to be hated for my name's sake." You're going to be hated for my name's sake. If you go to Luke 6:36, it tells us that, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets." The prophets didn't come into the world to tell you what you wanted to hear. They told you what you ought to hear. Just like when the Christ, the prophet, came into the world. He didn't come into the world to tell the world everything was okay. He came into the world to tell them, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." That is a call. Many of these conservatives today on talk radio, friends, they're controlled opposition. I want to tell you how much many of them love you. They love you so much that they watch their talking points to make sure that their sponsors approve of it. The golden calf. Hey, folks, if I was sponsored, ordained here, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be talking the direction that I'm talking right now. I'm here to please God. I'm not here to please men. And I fear that's what the people have put up in this country. And guess who has to deal with it, friends? The younger generation does. The younger generation does. And can I ask you another question? And let's be truthful here. Who drove the wedge between the unconstitutional two-party system between the Democrats and the Republicans more than the top conservative radio show host today? Who? I mean, Rush Limbaugh was the king. He was the one that was constantly fueling the fire of unconstitutional language that has been created to make lies sound truthful. Okay? I'm just correcting the issue. I corrected him when he was alive. 100 times. What good are the conservatives of the day, friends? They're yesterday's liberals. What are they doing? They're talking unconstitutionally. They're giving weight to corruption in government. Do you remember when John Adams said, the second president of the United States of America, "There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders and concerting measures in opposition to each other." Who has done that more than the modern day conservatives, friends? Nobody. And it's interesting because Jesus told us in Mark 8:15 to beware of the leaven of the Herodians and the Pharisees. That applies to the church and to the government. Corruption in doctrine is what he was calling out. Keep in mind, those were the same people together saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Jesus. Don't ever forget that. Because that's the truth of the matter. John chapter 19, I believe it's verse 15. But check it out. Folks, today's conservatives are nothing more than controlled opposition. They're not serving the people. They're serving their sponsors, the golden calves. Because if it was really about you, we wouldn't be here today. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting to me, and I can see people posting like crazy right now. You know, it's interesting to me how you find excuse for what sin is. Apparently, you don't understand the price paid to cover your sin, and that's called the blood of Jesus Christ. It's interesting how you try to prop up that which Christ condemns. It's interesting how you hold to the word of man and you refuse to hold to the word of God. It's interesting how you post, I feel sorry for you, you're a Democrat. No, I feel sorry for your ignorance because that's exactly why you're in trouble. I feel sorry for people that refuse to take the word of God for what it says and continuously prop up their excuses. And I'm here to tell you why they excuse the sin of other men. You ready for this? They excuse the sin of other men because they hope God treats them in such a soft fashion as well. Well, I'm here to tell you that unless you're covered in the blood of Jesus Christ, which applies to the repentant, 2 Corinthians 7:10, Revelations 1:5, you're in as much trouble as anybody else that compromises his truth. It's amazing, some of you people, how you make excuses for these people that have led this country into the direction into the place that we are in the present, and you could care less about the younger people. And I'm not here condemning any man. I'm exposing, because Scripture tells us that all Scripture is given by God. All of it, friends, not some of it. All Scripture is given unto us by God, and the inspiration of God for what? For reproof, for correction, for instructions in the ways of righteousness. It's always your post that's based on your opinion. It's never the Word of God. That ought to frighten you. The Bible says, knowing the terror of the Lord, in 2 Corinthians 5, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Right? And instead of, and by the way, maybe why many of these men did what they did is because they seen that they were the standard rather than Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness, that's exactly why. You propped them up in the ways that they go. So now that they're gone, you want to excuse them for where they brought us. Why don't you tell that to the younger generation that's been subjected to everything and protected from nothing? Some of you people, I got to be honest, you sicken me. You sicken me to the core. And you should be ashamed of yourself as to how you make excuses for the sins of men, hoping that God is going to be a soft judge. Well, I'm here to tell you, He's not a soft judge. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, and you mean to prop up the hardened criminals. God is not a soft judge. And the fact of the matter is, if we want to go back to Rush Limbaugh and begin to talk about the fruit that he bore, how many times was he married? And yet Jesus said, once you're married once. Not 10 times, not 4 times, not 2 times, 1 time. And if you do it outside of that, then you're considered an adulterer. 1 Corinthians 6:9. It's the 7th commandment. I can go on. But again, let's go back to Scripture, because I just wanted to highlight some of the biblical illiteracy that I see on a daily basis coming from people that profess to belong to God. And again, they are the reason that the younger generation is in trouble. Okay, don't make no mistake about what I'm saying. No, they are the reason that we're in trouble today. Those people that compromise the Word of God to appease men because they don't want to offend anybody. No, they're enemies of the cross of Christ. They're enemies of the cross of Christ. They know nothing about the power of God unto salvation because they don't bear the cross. But let me go on. If you go to Judges 6, it's interesting that the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord the way that they are today, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midian 7 years. They're enemies, they're oppressors. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, just like we see today, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them dens, which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And it goes on and on talking about their bondage. And then it talks about how Israel had sown, then the Midianites would come up and steal it away, like taxation without representation, or maybe even taking the coffers and giving it over to our sworn enemies, the way that they're doing it today. Oh yeah, let's take Judges 6, and let's magnify it about 20,000 times over as to what's going on in America. Right? Yep. And what did the Lord do? Well, the Lord raised up a prophet. And what was his name? His name was Gideon. And what's the first thing in Judges 6 did the Lord tell Gideon to do? He told him to tear down his father's altars. His altars of compromise. By the way, the Lord told Gideon to tear down his father's altars for the very purpose of understanding as to why Israel was in bondage in the first place. Why? Because the people during that time were serving the father's altars that the fathers created, just like in America today. Shame on you, in a big way. The first thing the Lord told him to do was to tear down his father's altars. Isn't that crazy? You know, I got a letter here from a student in public schools right now. If this doesn't bring you to repentance, nothing will. But this was right after Columbine. Her name was Marcy Musgrove. I don't know if she's still on this planet anymore, but I want you to listen to the heart of the young people that have to now deal with what our fathers have created concerning the altars. They understand. This is why the church in America has become a total reproach to the younger generation. They can't stand you. You want to know why? Because you're hypocrites. When I first got into the church and I started doing high school assemblies, I noticed nobody was willing to help us do high school assemblies. What I did notice is that older generation, namely in the professed churches in America today, were the first ones to tell me not to go into public schools because of the lines between church and state. Let me tell you really why the reason is that they didn't want me to do public schools. Because they didn't want somebody doing in the public eye what they should have done a long time ago. You know, see, these people, they'll send missionaries to other countries to preach a gospel that they're ashamed to preach in their own backyards. You know who I'm talking about. Yep. There's a whole lot of you out there today. Yep. You're the reason these kids are messed up today. And I want to tell you something. These young people in this country, they understand like nobody's business. Okay. They're trying to figure out why you love God so much, but you hold to the word of man. And it's interesting, in Judges 6, the first thing the Lord does is tells Gideon to tear down the altars, to throw off your oppressors. But the older people, man, they were fine with it. They were okay, right? They were fraternizing with the enemy. And why? Because they didn't understand the price paid for their freedoms on Calvary first and in the natural, especially in this country. Here goes the letter. This is Marcy Musgrove. She said, I'm a member of the up-and-coming generation, the one after Generation X that is yet to be given a name. So far, it appears that most people are rallying behind the idea of calling us Generation Next. I believe I know why, because the older generation are hoping that we will just mindlessly assume our place as the next in line. That way, they won't have to explain to my generation why it is that they had to experience so much pain and heartache. Well, what heartache, you say? Don't you know we've grown up in a time of great prosperity? This is what the older people say. Yeah, we know, the younger generation says. Believe me, it's been drilled into our heads since birth. Unfortunately, the pain and hurt I speak of can't be reconciled with money. You have tried for years to buy us happiness, but it's only temporary. Money isn't the answer, and it is time for people to begin admitting guilt for failing my generation. I would be at the front of that right now. I will admit that I wasn't planning to write this, she said. I was going to tuck it away in some corner of my mind and fall victim to your whole next mentality. I mean, but after the massacre in Littleton, Colorado, I realized that as a member of this generation that kills without remorse, I had a duty to challenge all of my elders to explain why they have allowed things to become so bad. Let that sink in, hypocrites. Let me tell you this. These questions don't represent only me, but a whole generation that is struggling to grow up and make sense of this world. We all have questions. We all have explanations. People may label us Generation Next, but we are more appropriately Generation Y. Why did most of you lie when you made the vow till death do us part? Why do you fool yourselves into believing that divorce really is better for the kids in the long run? Why do so many of you divorced parents spend more time with your new boyfriend or girlfriend than with your own children? By the way, I've experienced everything this girl wrote. Why did you ever fall victim to the notion that kids are just as well off by being raised by a complete stranger at a daycare center than by their own mother or father? Why do you look down on parents who decide to quit work and stay home to raise their children, this girl wants to know? Why does the television do most of the talking at family meals? Why is work more important than your own family? Why is money regarded as more important than relationships? Why is quality time generally no longer than a 5 to 10 minute conversation each day? Why do you try to make up for the lack of time you spend with us by giving us more and more material objects that we really don't need? And the list goes on and the list goes on. She said, call us Generation Next if you want to, but I think you're going to be surprised at how we fail to fit into your neat little category next time. Those questions should and will be asked of the generations that have failed us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.